my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله يا viewers of Mandi channel, Alhamdulillah. We are continuing with this series, The World of Jinn and Amir Ahl Sunnat. And before we continue, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that whoever recites through the park in abundance will have light on the Pul Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. And Pul Sirat is that bridge which is thinner than the thinnest hair, sharper than the sharpest sword. It is across the fire of hell, and the angel has described the fire of hell as that fire on which the angels blew for 1,000 years. It became red hot. They blew upon it for another 1,000 years and it became white hot, and then they blew upon it for another 1,000 years and is now black hot. The heat is unimaginable. And it will be totally, can you imagine, the fire is black, it's going to be totally dark, and can you imagine this bridge which is thinner than the thinnest hair, sharper than the sharpest sword, across this dark fire. Alhamdulillah, for those who recite the Darood Pak in abundance, not only will they have light, but Alhamdulillah, through the barakat of reading Darood Pak and love of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, they will cross this path with ease, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. This is a very beautiful story regarding jinns. And this time we're talking about, this happened to a khadim, a person working in Fizan Madina, Hyderabad, Babur Islam, Sindh. And he swears under oath, he said, one day a person came to me, and he was wearing Madni Libas, which was very white. And his hair, he had Zulf, Sunnah style. And he said, approached this person and said, that my father has passed away, and I want someone to give him ghusl. Then I sat with him in a car. And when we went to the house where the mayat was, where the body of his father was, there wasn't like any sign. It's a house, a funeral house. And when I followed this person and entered the house, I didn't see many people. And this was strange, because in a funeral house you'll have lots of people, visitors, etc. But this place was empty. And eventually we went to one room and we saw others also wearing very white clothing, kurta, and they also had zulf on the head, and also on the forehead they had signs of sujood, the mark on the forehead where they make sujood a lot. But besides them, the house was like empty, and they all wore dress that looked similar, and it was very white, not even a single stain on it. And while I looked at them, a thought came into my mind. Don't tell me I'm in the midst of jinns. But he said, but I could not get my tongue to say anything. And when I was about to make ghusl, and lifted the chadar from the face of the person who passed away, he appeared to be an old buzruk type of person. And also he had, according to sunnah, he also had a beautiful sunnah beard and zulf. And The five people that were there, one had a book, Madni Wasiyat Nama, written by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya. And that person said that I have the Risala of my Pir Murshid, how to give ghusl, and the Sunnah of giving ghusl. So please, I will read and you give ghusl according to what's written here. So then they brought a white, thick white cloth and covered this person, and he said, I gave ghusl according to what was written. And after that, they took out a small box, and in the inside was zafran. And this person said, write on the body of this person, Ya Attar Al Madad. Then he brought a green cloth, and it was written on that cloth like gold thread, Ya Ghosul Azam Dastagir, and also Ya Attar was written on it. And they put this on top of the mayat, the dead body, after ghusl. And he said, when we finished, one person touched on the back and he told me that the janazah salah will be after zuhur, and please take part. And he said, yes, definitely I will. And this person took me with a car and left me at a certain spot. And then he said, I decided, now since I gave ghusl, I should attend the janazah salah as well. So after I got dropped off, I went to the masjid in the area, and I found out about the janazah salah. And nobody in the masjid knew about the janazah salah. And then I found it very strange. And he said, I went with some friends and we tried to look for this house, and we could not even find the house. Then he realized that this was not the ghusl of any human beings, but it was a jinn. And what also astonished him, that all these jinns were attari jinns, and they wanted the ghusl to be done according to how Amir al-Sunnat had written down, Alhamdulillah. And on the body they also wanted Ya Attar al-Madad written. So Alhamdulillah, as you can see from this episode, that this brother came in contact with such a jinn. In the time of Mahshar, in the time when human beings will be asked to give accountability for what they have done, what about jinnat? This is the question posed. Now in Surah Rahman, where it's mentioned, Ya Mashar al-Jinni wal-Insi, إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يرسل عليكم شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. And translation from Kanz al-Iman, Oh, the groups of jinn and men, if you can cross the boundaries of the heavens and the earth, then cross them. Wherever you may go, His is the kingdom. That means Allah. So, oh men and jinn, which favor of your Lord will you deny? In the third verse that I read, flames of smokeless fire and black smoke without flames will be let loose on you, so you will not be able to retaliate. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi mentioned that regarding the jinn, that you won't be able to avoid punishment nor be able to help each other, but you will be driven by black smoke, as I mentioned, towards the fire of hell. So he also mentioned that this warning is for both man and jinn, and merciful Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us warning before this advent happens. So this is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should prepare for death before it's too late. The jinnat they will be rewarded for what they have done, and they will be punished for the wrongs. And in Surah Jinn is mentioned, translation from Kanzul Iman, and as for the unjust, they are fuel of hell. It is mentioned by Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi that kafir jinn will burn in the fire of hell, in the tafsir of this verse. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was asked about the rewards and punishments of jinn. And he said, there are both reward and punishment. And there is a consensus amongst scholars about the punishment of jinn. And as mentioned in the Holy Quran, again, translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah An'am, verse 128, and the day when he will raise them all and will proclaim, O you group of jinns, you have enticed a lot of men, and the human friends will submit, O Lord, some of us have benefited from one another and have reached the appointed term which you, O Allah, have set for us. He will say, your home is hell, remain in it forever, except whomsoever Allah wills. O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed your Lord is wise and all-knowing. Alhamdulillah. There are different opinions from amongst Islamic scholars with regards to rewards, whether they will be granted paradise, Jannah or not. Majority believe that they will go to Jannah. The question is, will jinns be given food and drinks of heaven? Some believe that they will, and some say no. And some ulama say they'll be given certain azkar, incantation, with which they will get so much pleasure, as much pleasure as the inhabitants of Jannah gets when they eat the foods of Jannah. That's one group of... Some will say that they won't enter Jannah, but they will live in the vicinity, so that near Jannah, and the humans will be able to see them, but they won't. And some say, scholars say, that they live in A'raf, and Huzur, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, believing jinns will have rewards, and some will be punished. When he asked about the reward, he said they will be in A'raf. The scholars say that they won't be together with the Ummah. When asked about A'raf, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and this is mentioned by the scholars, is the wall of Jannah, which has flowing streams, trees and fruits. And the fourth group of scholars say, it's better to maintain silence regarding this about jinn. Imam Ahl Sunnat Mujaddid Deen Millat Shah Mulana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked, will jinns go to Jannah? And he said, one report is that they will occupy some homes in the neighborhood and will visit. But he said, Jannah is the entitlement of the awlad, the children of Adam alayhi salam. That means it is the entitlement for human beings. So as you can see, dear viewers of Madi channel, Jannah is entitlement for human beings. And we are entitled, but it won't come to us free of charge. We have to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to be obedient to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, to His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do good deeds that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we can enter Jannah, which is entitled to us as human beings. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has made us human beings. He's made us Muslims. He's made us Ummah of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's given us all the means to enter Jannah. He made our belief system correct. This is a great favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. So how thankful we should be to Allah Azza wa Jal, and how much effort we should put to try and work our way so that Allah Azza wa Jal will be pleased with us, and with His mercy and the karam of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through his intercession, inshallah azza wa jal, we will enter Jannah. But the most important thing is for us to die with Iman. Allama Sayyid Mahmud Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi in Tafsirul Maani has mentioned, he said, I have a strong perception that human will get human wives and hoor, jinns will get jinn wives and hoor. And then he said, no human will get a jinn wife and no jinn will get a human wife. The interaction between and relationship between jinns and human. In this life, there are some kind of relationship between humans and jinns. And at times they come to each other's assistance. And whether the humans are aware of this or not, because jinns also acquire knowledge of deen through humans. And Sahih Aqeedah Jinnat have great respect and great love for pious, religious, spiritual personalities and frequently visit the premises and also seek forgiveness through the hands. And many become murid. On the other hand, there are some jinns that cause harm, they instigate fight, and they also seduce and capture human beings, and also kill human beings. And Hazrat Safwan bin Sulaim, rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned that jinns use the goods and clothes to their advantage of human beings. Therefore, he said, give this advice, which alhamdulillah even Amir al-Sunnah has written and advised all of us. That when you put your clothes on, always recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, because when you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it is like a stamp, a seal of protection, so the jinn cannot use your clothes or your goods. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu has mentioned that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when you end undressing, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This prevents the jinns from seeing your private parts, your exposed parts. Sadr Sharia Badrut Tariqa Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullah alayhi has written in Bahari Shariat that nikah cannot take place between humans and jinns. Allama Sayyid Mahmud Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that in some bodies a bad odor enters due to an evil spirit entering and may lead that person to become insane. It overpowers that person and possesses him and makes him react, and in many cases the person is not even aware of his action, so he may appear like a lunatic, but again is due to this bad spirit. Hazrat Sayyidina Ubayd bin Abras rahmatullah alayhi said that once he was on a journey and he saw a snake suffering with thirst. So one person in his group got out to kill the snake. And he said, I prevented him. And I said, give the snake some water. So that person gave the snake water. And then they resumed the journey. And he said, after a while they lost the way. And they were badly lost. And when they were overcome with worry, they heard a voice saying, oh, you have lost your way. He said, take this camel and travel on it. And travel the whole night. And in the morning, set it free. And he says, they traveled the whole night. And what shocked them was, they didn't realize this at that stage, that they traveled a distance that will normally take 10 days. Alhamdulillah. 10 days and 10 nights. And they finished it before sunrise. And then they came out of this very difficult terrain. A terrain where even experienced travelers get lost. So they were so grateful. They said, please tell us who you are, that you have done this great favor upon us. The voice said, I am that very person that was dying of thirst, and you could have ordered me to be killed so easily, but you gave me water. And we know at this time water is so scarce, but despite the scarcity, you satisfied my thirst, and you did not mind for the water. And it's mentioned that good deeds are always remembered. So therefore, I remembered this and helped you. As you can see, viewers of Madani channel, that being kind to even what appeared to be a snake, and that this person's good fortune, that this snake was actually a jinn, that after saving this jinn, we can see the consequences, that the jinn helped them to come out through a terrain which even experienced travelers would have found difficult. So this is a lesson for us as well. Don't be in a hurry to kill a snake, especially if you are fearful, and try your best to, as you said, the scholars say that you must warn it 3 times, and after the 3rd warning, the 4th time you can strike it. Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi was mentioning, that Hazrat Sari Sakhti Rahmatullahi mentioned, they were traveling alone in a mountainous area one night. And he said, I had no company. And all of a sudden I heard a voice that said, don't let the fear of darkness melt your heart with fear. But let the fear of not getting the pleasure of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam melt your soul. I will repeat, it's a very beautiful saying. Do not let the fear of darkness melt your heart with fear, but let the fear of not getting the pleasure of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam melt your soul. When I heard his voice, I was perplexed. I asked, who is one advising me? Is he a jinn or human? There was a reply. One who believes in Allah, a believing jinn. I have with me other brothers as well. I asked, are they also believing jinns? And he responded, yes. And the second jinn advised, the love of other than Allah will not be perceived until a person embarks steadfastly in his journey towards Allah. That means be steadfast in your journey. And then the third jinn gave this advice. He said, he who loves Allah, even when surrounded in darkness, will be free from all worries. And he said, when I heard this, I screamed in ecstasy and I fainted. And then he said, the pleasant smell of the flowers of Narcissus awakened me, and I found a bud of the flower on my chest. I said, may Almighty Allah have mercy upon you. Please give me more advice. So they said, those who are Allah fearing and Allah conscious, their hearts will be bright and alive. Those who covet other than Allah, covet that which is not worth coveting. And those who depend only on doctors, his diseases will be ever remaining. So it's a very beautiful example as well. Covet means to love. So those who love other than Allah, they love that which is not worth loving. And those who depend only on doctors, that means not on Allah Azza wa Jal. We think the doctor is giving cure, but here the jinn are giving advice. They're saying, then you will remain ever in need of doctors. And then he said, we parted after this advice. And he says, this advice remained with me forever. As you can see, viewers of Madani channel, that there are pious jinns as well, who are educated, knowledgeable, and they are also people that can help and give advice. So not all jinns are evil, not all jinns are bad. As you can see in this episode, we've heard so many cases about people that were helped by jinns as well. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay daawat islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Attar is my guide, 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 by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.